you're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, a global outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose is to equip Christians in life and truth, encouraging you in your faith and equipping you intelligently to represent it to a world easily convinced by a corrosive culture intent on conquering your Christian faith. Equipped with truth in Christ, we're called to experience life to the full and witness to the world by His power working through us. This is a live program, and we invite your calls and questions. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Again, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. The resources that I talk about on the broadcast you can find on the web at equip.org. You can also write us conveniently at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Well, I want to be the first. Well, I'm probably not the first to wish you happy Columbus Day 2018. I know invoking Christopher Columbus is no longer PC, but happy Columbus Day, nevertheless. You know, Columbus is, after all, a foremost navigator of his time. He arrived in the Americas in October of 1492, I should say, 1492. How do I know that? How can I remember that? Well, I can remember that because of a very famous rhyme. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Well, unfortunately, there's a great deal of mythology that is built up around Columbus, not the least of which is Flat Earth, propaganda. Some who are listening in right now might well remember exactly where they were when they heard the tale of Columbus's courage in the face of these mutinous sailors aboard his ships who were in mortal terror of sailing over the edge of a flat earth. What we're largely unfamiliar with, however, is that far from fanatics clinging to flat earth mythology, unanimous scholarly opinion from Augustine to Aquinas pronounced the earth spherical. That, of course, has not stopped such famed scholars as Andrew Dixon White. Remember, he was the founder of Cornell University, and he decried the regrettable reality that 200 years after Magellan had empirically proved that the earth was round, well, you had these Christian fundamentalists persisting in perpetuating flat earth mythology. That, however, hardly corresponds to reality. The notion that was perpetuated by White and many others, that the enlightenment of the Greco-Roman world was divorced from the Renaissance by the obscurity and the obscurantism of medieval churchmen is revisionist history at its very worst. The truth is, the millennium that encompassed Greek and Roman history would be more correctly characterized by the irrational superstition that was prevalent at the time than rational thinking. You know, this Greco-Roman thinking that was shackled to the assumption of an eternal universe administered by moody gods. So little wonder that almost 1,000 years after Aristotle, aristocrats who were spoon-fed at the table of Greek enlightenment, continued to dwell in drafty domains. They couldn't conceive, they couldn't dream of a coming Christian era in which the invention of clocks and capitalism would revolutionize Western civilization. So in truth, the flat earth mentality that is perpetuated continuously by modern academics is more appropriately attached to evolutionists. Evolutionists who are lauded in our culture. Evolutionists like, well, Darwin. He didn't found the evolutionary theorem, but he certainly popularized it. He claimed that man can attain a higher eminence and importance in whatever he takes up than could woman. Or think of the Enlightenment philosopher David Hume. He is highly lauded in academic circles, but he rendered blacks naturally inferior to whites. Why? Because he bought into a paradigm that mandated a hierarchy of races. And added to the mythology that medieval Christians believed that the earth was flat is the increasingly popular, I would say, scurrilous claim that Columbus should be tried post-mortem as a wicked exploiter. He exploited Native Americans, and that the indigenous people of Mexico suffered more under Christians than under the Aztecs. Well, as credible historians, and I'm thinking now of Jeffrey Burton Russell, who I find extraordinarily credible and very readable, as he has aptly pointed out, this kind of criticism is based on what he rightly dubbed a romantic fallacy of the noble savage. It's the idea that humans are naturally good and that societies that are left untroubled are going to be happy. This is the fallacy that many people have, including Muslims. They believe in the doctrine of original goodness. Christians believe in the doctrine of original sin. We're not born morally neutral. Our willers are pointed in the wrong direction. We're flawed as human beings. And the doctrine of original sin doesn't suppose that somewhere on the planet you're going to find this wonderfully pristine group of people who do everything in a wondrous and glorious way. And then, well, Columbus comes over and he screws the whole thing up. The historical reality is simply this. Cruelty is common in all cultures. The Huron people of North America, for example, held neighboring tribes in terror by their intense cruelty long before Europeans ever set foot in their force. The same goes for the indigenous people that Columbus encountered in the Caribbean, people who exacted terror on neighboring tribes. And as for the Aztec encounter with European Christians, well, Russell, in his works, has appropriately wondered whether the Aztec custom of slitting open the bowels of slaves for the purpose of removing their beating hearts as pagan offerings, or the Inca custom of child sacrifice was better than making them go to church. I'm not saying Columbus was perfect. Far from it. None of us are. But today's virulent assaults are at best a function of historical illiteracy, and at worst an attack on Western civilization as Judeo-Christian foundations. History is being rewritten. In my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, I talk about mythologies. There are mythologies that are perpetuated today, and oftentimes by Muslims, that somehow or other, during Muslim rule, you had this incredibly wonderful coherence of Muslims and Christians and Jews, everyone working together for the same purpose. Well, this is the myth of the Andalusian paradise, perpetuated in universities, and it's time we learned to discern wheat from chaff and heat from light, because if we don't, we're going to buy into all kinds of mythologies, and this will be the destruction of a civilization that has brought the gospel around the world. The time to act is now. We'll be right back with answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And to remember, everything I talk about, you can find on the web at equip.org.
Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will return in just a few moments.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Claiming to have been set free from the shackles of religion, theologians, pastors, and seminary graduates who once confessed Christianity are leaving the faith to lead groups now critiquing all things Christian. But you can learn how to respond. Other topics include the historical uniqueness of Jesus Christ among the founders of the world's major religions, understanding Nicene Trinitarianism, how to have a civil discussion about abortion, wrestling with God, church, and religion in the writings of Mark Twain, a practical guide to teaching students apologetics, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library and receive a complimentary subscription to CRI's award-winning Christian Research Journal, just two of the benefits of membership. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Let's go to our phone callers. As advertised, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. First up is Scott, White Rock, British Columbia, Canada, K-A-R-I. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how's it going, Hank? I'm, by the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Happy Columbus Day.
Okay, well, we're Canadian. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, got that.
Should we rewrite history for our children when we talk about the First and the Second World War? Because when the First World War went down, Germany made so many friends in North Africa, and then there was the Marshall Plan, and Japan got the Marshall Plan, and then The Economist, that famous British magazine, traced the 2008 collapse of money going streaming all the way into Germany. And my last thought and my heartfelt thought is for the Charlottesville, because my heart is broken about the hatred of people. And, you know, that has to be, when I see a black man embracing a white man, this is what we need to be. And anyways, yeah, thank you very much, Hank.
You got it, and you're absolutely right. You know, as a Christian, we don't see people on the basis of their characteristics, but we see people as icons of Christ. And when we do that, it makes all the difference in the world. Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world. At the foot of the cross, there is no room whatsoever for racism. You know, we have the famous words of the Apostle Paul, who said, in Christ there is no Jew or Greek, there's no male or female, there's no slave or free. In other words, the station of life ought not to be prominent in your thinking. If you think you're better than someone else because you have more things than they do, or you're more accomplished than they are, there's something seriously wrong with your perspective. The same thing is true with respect to gender. And it is most certainly true with respect to race. In Christ, there is no Jew or Greek. That is emphatic. There's no room for racism. Again, at the foot of the cross, we're all people created in the image and likeness of God. In terms of rewriting history, the problem is so acute. I think of David Levering Lewis, a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, or Julius Silver, professor of history at New York University. Here you have two professors, lauded professors, enthusiastically highlighting what I was talking about before I went to break, which is Islam's proud tradition of tolerance. And how do they do it? Well, they contrast Islam with Christianity. And what they give you in that contrast is a Christian history of intolerance. And they try to prove it through the Andalusian paradise. So here the idea is that you have this paradise, a place where people get along absolutely perfectly. That is under Muslim control. But when the control becomes Christian, you have exactly the opposite. And that narrative is being perpetuated. And in my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, I actually quote someone who I did an incredibly interesting podcast with. His name is Dario Fernandez Morero. If you haven't heard the podcast, you need to listen to it, because here you have a famed history professor who is willing to talk turkey. Not blow smoke, but tell it like it is. And one of the things he alludes to and I ask him a lot of questions about in the podcast, is stakeholder interest and incentives. Because this is what actually affects the research of academics in the humanities no less, and perhaps even more, than in the sciences. And that's tragic. There's a stakeholder interest and incentive. In other words, these historians don't walk in with a white lab coat on, as though they don't have prejudices that all people have in one way or another. But it could also have to do with what psychologists call motivated blindness. It is the kind of blindness that inhibits a person's ability to perceive inconvenient data. Oh my goodness, did I see that during Y2K? It was mining the subjunctive, looking for the seed of threat buried in each unrealized instance. And so people would not countenance what they felt was inconvenient to their narrative. And the narrative back then was, well, this is going to be the end of civilization. Let's sell generators. Let's sell freeze-dried food. And the Christians were as much at fault and perhaps more than even the culture. Although at that time I was on Hannity and Combs. It was Hannity and Combs at the time. And both Hannity and Combs were arguing that this is going to be the end of civilization as we knew it. And I was arguing that, well, this wouldn't even be a top 10 news story in the year 2000. There's something else that's kind of ironic. It could have to do with the innocence of intellectuals. Maybe the result of shoddy research by university professors, repeated by journalists. Oh my goodness, that is pandemic in the journalistic world today. I have a hard time, quite frankly, reading through the newspaper. It's very, very difficult today. You have so much bad information being communicated. In fact, in that regard, let me give you the quote of the day right now, and I'll give you an example of that. This quote is attributed to Christopher Columbus. It's from his introduction in his Book of Prophecies, where he says, and I quote, "No one should fear to undertake any task in the name of our Savior if it is just and if the intention is purely for his holy service." Again, it's attributed to his Book of Prophecies. What I found interesting is, as I was looking for verification on this quote, I found a guy who goes under the moniker Genius, and he is criticizing the quote and says that he conceived this thought, speaking of Christopher Columbus, during the time his culture taught that the earth was flat. A westward trip was thought to bring a ship and its occupants to the edge of the world, where they would suddenly meet death as they fell off. Now, in the first segment of this broadcast, I pointed out how this was pure and unadulterated mythology. In fact, if you look at my creation answer book, you'll find an entrance on flat earth mythology, where I point out in detail how this has arisen and how this has been perpetuated. And of course, ironically, again, this Genius says, if you can't get that part right, now, I'm not being facetious here, he calls himself Genius. If you can't get that part right, why should you believe anything else? Well, he couldn't get that part right. He was simply communicating mythology and doing it with a very arrogant attitude. We ought to be careful of that. Many other things could be added to the list, including selling a particular cultural agenda. That is certainly what is being done today. We need to be very, very careful with respect to that. And at play, oftentimes, more seriously, is a case of Christophobia. People talk about Islamophobia. Well, I think in our culture, we don't have Islamophobia. By and large, what we have is Christophobia. And that is accentuated by the false narratives, which are being communicated in the culture. In universities, it is rampant. But in the culture at large, it is pandemic as well. And we as Christians need to be so familiar with truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, we will recognize them instantaneously. We're out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You remember, Monday through Friday, at this time, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. And please remember that this is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. Without you, we cannot do what we do. When you join CRI's monthly support team, be pleased to personalize a copy of any one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. Check it out on the web, equip.org. So long for now.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to defend the faith, answer Bible questions, and encourage Christians to watch their life and doctrine closely. To find resources to help equip you, go to equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The number of wolves surrounding the Christian flock is growing, and they relish nothing more than docile sheep utterly incapable of defending themselves. From militant secularists at home to militant Islamists abroad, the assaults on biblical Christianity are growing dangerously. But Christian Research Institute support team members aren't in favor of feeding these wolves. Instead, each day they're making possible an array of outreaches that defang these wolf packs with solid arguments and evidence that have stood the test of time. What's more, support team members are equipping themselves with CRI's Equipping Essentials, a hand-picked collection of the best apologetics tools around. Your selection of resources, along with a complimentary subscription to the Christian Research Journal, are just our way of saying thanks. To learn more about the benefits of membership, simply visit equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org.